From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the very best in jazz. Opening the hour with classic sounds from the Mangione Brothers. Note that I'm pronouncing the name Mangione. A lot of people mispronounce it, Mangione. Two of the biggest names in jazz to emerge from Rochester, New York, trumpeter Chuck Mangione and pianist Gap Mangione. We'll go back to 1960 for their album The Jazz Brothers, when they were leading the Mangione Brothers Sextet and recording for the Riverside label. With two sax players, Larry Coombs on alto and Sal Nistico on tenor sax, also Bill Saunders bass and Roy McCurdy on drums. This piece written by Gap Mangione, Alice.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Cuban pianist Gonzalo Rubalcaba, and a track from his album The Trio, released in 2000 on Something Else Records. With Brian Bromberg on bass and Dennis Chambers on drums, we heard their rendition of On Green Dolphin Street. Before that, a duo, and I believe these are Italian musicians, Leonardo Amoedo on guitar and Marcel Seriersi on drums. Their 2002 release is called Conversation Duo, and we heard another piece from the Great American Songbook, All the Things You Are. And we began the set and also the hour with the Mangione Brothers Sextet, featuring Chuck and Gap Mangione. From the album The Jazz Brothers, released in 1960, we heard Alice. Well, that tune from the Mangione Brothers was released on the Riverside record label. We'll begin this set with another piece from the Riverside catalog, this time from 1956, as we turn to trombonist Matthew G., last name spelled G-E-E, and his album Jazz by G., the album containing two separate sessions, a quintet session and a septet session. We'll hear a track from the latter. In addition to Matthew G. on trombone, it's Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Frank Foster tenor sax, Cecil Payne baritone sax, Joe Knight piano, John Simmons bass, and Art Taylor on drums. This is the tune, G. Thank you.
Turn the tables on me, and now I'm falling. you. You turn the tables on me. I can't believe that it's true. I always thought when you brought presents, you brought, why hadn't you brought me more? But now if you'd come, I'd welcome anything from the 5 and 10 cent store you used to go to the top. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. Then after thinking it over and over, I get what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
Thank you.
Earlier in the show, I mentioned that the Mangione Brothers are from Rochester, New York, wrapping up that set with three more musicians with ties to the Flower City, three longtime faculty members of the Eastman School of Music. Collectively, they are known as Triosity. Charles Pillow on reeds, Jeff Campbell bass, and Rich Thompson on drums. A track from their 2017 release, I Believe in You, out on Origin Records, we heard Cherokee. The vocal in the set came from Australian singer Penelope Sai, S-A-I. She hails from the Sydney area. She's best known for her renditions of pieces from James Bond films, but we went back to 2011 for her debut CD, Evening Falls, sessions recorded in Paris, with Domenico Strozzulo on guitar, Gilles Nicolas bass, and Michel Julien on drums. We heard You Turned the Tables on Me. And we began the set with Matthew G. on trombone, leading his septet from July of 1956. We heard G from Jazz by G. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, the email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And you can find much more info about the show by visiting our blog and website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. This is program number 1714. We'll begin our final set of the hour with music of MJQ, the Modern Jazz Quartet. And we'll turn to a 7-CD box set released on the Mosaic label, the album The Complete Atlantic Studio Recordings of the Modern Jazz Quartet, 1956 to 1964. This piece originally appeared on their 1958 LP One Never Knows, on which they perform music from the soundtrack to the film No Sun in Venice, with Milt Jackson on vibes, John Lewis piano, Percy Heath bass, and Connie Kay on drums. This is the title cut, One Never Knows. Thank you.
Thank you.
recorded in Los Angeles on December 15th, 1952. That's the Russ Freeman Trio. Russ Freeman, best known as the longtime pianist in Chet Baker's band. Here with Red Mitchell on bass and Bobby White on drums, we heard Steeplechase. That's from the 3-CD set Mosaic Select 19, the Pacific Jazz Piano Trios, part of the Mosaic Select series of compilations, this one featuring some classic sounds from the Pacific Records archives. If you're a fan of piano, bass, and drums trios, definitely pick up this 3-CD collection. The pianists featured are Russ Freeman, Dick Twardzik, Jimmy Rolls, and Claire Fisher. Before that, from Japan, a guitar, bass, and drums trio, fronted by guitarist Koichi Yabori, with Masatoshi Mizuno on bass and Hideo Yamaki on drums. The album B, as in the letter B, we heard John Coltrane's Giant Steps. And we began the set with the modern jazz quartet One Never Knows, the title track from that Atlantic Records release from 1958, also available as part of the collection The Complete Atlantic Studio Recordings of the Modern Jazz Quartet. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for joining me. Please tune in again when you can for another hour of the very best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.